This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we feature Black River Review. We'll hear highlights from their live set at Winona's own Boats and Bluegrass Festival, as well as an interview with the members. Black River Review plays their own version of folk bluegrass, drawing equally from bluegrass and folk songwriting traditions. Here's Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to the Live Feed.
You're listening to the Live Feed. I'm at Boats and Bluegrass 2012, and I have a certain band with me, and I'm going to have them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Adam Steria. I play guitar, harmonica, and vocals in Black River Review.
I'm Joe Berg, and I play the spoons.
Well, you're percussion, too,
percussion.
Right?
Percussion.
There we go.
My name's Nate Hino, and I picked the mandolin.
Hi, my name is Ian Qualley. I play the six-string piece of furniture, also called the bass.
All right, guys. How did you form?
Well, it all started about 2010 when me and a good friend of mine who plays banjo named Ryan just started playing together as a duo. And then about a year or two later, met up with Mr. Nate Hynum here, and we started picking and just been playing, and we met this gentleman, Mr. Ian Qualley, here about 3 or 4 months ago, and he started playing with us, so we all started coming together, and Sneaky Joe, he's the man.
Why bluegrass? What is so important about bluegrass?
Because we love bluegrass, it's great. Like to drink whiskey and stuff and stomp our feet.
Yeah, it's what we love to listen to, so we love to sing it.
I personally like the atmosphere of the bluegrass festivals that make the experience great.
All right, man. All right, everybody, we're Black River Review. And we're very stoked to have a couple special guests with us today. Mr. Timmy Tucker over there and Miss Kaylin Spencer on violin.
Well, this life we live's back in this gold. Nothing sacred if a will is on the windows and dust on the floor. When that life plays us back. Put my head right out of the ditch. 40 miles, son of a bitch. Well, I love that town without a hitch. Will you miss me when I'm gone? Oh, when I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
Oh, when I'm gone. Don't miss me for too long. Oh, when I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
Yeah, when I'm too long. For too long. Hey, when I'm gone,
when I'm gone.
Oh, when I'm dead and gone, well, don't miss me for too
when you guys are creating your own, which you do from time to time, right? Your own songs, right? Yeah.
Try to do mostly originals. We played a couple covers today, just right. Since it's a festival, but.
Well, and everybody loves that too. Yeah. But I mean, you got to get your own in there.
Most definitely.
So, who spearheads the writing, or is it a collaborative effort?
Well, I do most of the writing, like with the vocals and stuff like that. But our instrumentals have been written by Nate over here. So, yeah. But I mean, I just write the shell and then bring it to these guys, and then they make it the wonderfulness that it is.
Put the nuts in the shell.
What's it like writing the instrumentals for you? Is that a collaborative effort, or do you go home with his lyrics and then try to pound it out? Like, this needs to sound happy, this needs to sound sad. How do you make those decisions?
Basically, I just kind of like make up a little lick or something that's really fun, and I kind of form like a chord structure around that, and then I just brought it to these guys, and then we just kind of take it from there and work out the kinks, and that's really all there is to it.
Do you guys, when something isn't gelling, right, in an original composition, how do you handle that situation?
Sleep on it.
You know, I just pause for a second and regroup and listen, and it seems to work itself out.
Yeah. It seems like most of the times it does, like, gel pretty well, though. We don't really have to sleep on it very often, for us anyway, I don't know.
So it sounds like it's a truly organic experience, and it's no hurt feelings at any time. You guys can give each other creative input, and everything's right.
And that's one of the main parts, too, is I think that we are such relatable people, I mean, just to each other and to our fan base and people in the crowd in general. And I think that's what really kind of drives the band, is our friendship and comfortable nature with each other.
Now, you guys are from Duluth, right?
The greater Twin Ports area, Duluth and Superior.
Can you tell me what it was like driving down here this morning?
Well, we played a show last night at Beaner's Central in Duluth, and we didn't get done until like midnight. So we packed everything up and trekked straight down here, and I think it was about a four-hour drive. So we didn't get to bed till like 5 in the morning and had to get up at 8. So it was a little rough, but it's always wonderful when we can come down to a festival and hang out.
You busted a couple strings today on the stage, so is that something you're just like, forget it, I'm just going to keep playing usually?
Yeah, I mean, because I can't really stop in the middle of a song, so it's like, oh man, this is going to sound like garbage, but just got to keep trekking on, just keep going, because if I was just to stop, then it'd just be like, oh, what are we doing now? So
that's good, no freak out then.
Yeah.
Can we talk about some embarrassing moments maybe? Have there been any? Does anybody want to bring one up?
A couple, you know.
Okay. I didn't notice, but go ahead.
On our the first instrumental we played, we kind of just completely messed it up like 8 times. And I don't know, it's embarrassing, but you just got to keep pushing through it. And well, eventually, we've only been playing with everybody here for maybe a month, maybe 2 months or something. So we'll work out the kinks sooner or later. So
that's pretty good. Yeah, you guys, and you're all still happy and getting along. So
these guys are my brothers. I love them.
Excellent, excellent. Where do you guys see yourself going? Like, what's the end goal for y'all?
Well, basically just having fun. I mean, if we get to come to more festivals and play shows out of town, in town, get people stomping their feet, that's all that really matters. I mean, you can make money and stuff like that, but I don't even know. It's just having fun, yeah. Just keep playing.
Is there a stairway to heaven? Do the people up there get high? Do you ever stop thinking, maybe sit and wonder why? Well, there's oceans around us, Lord, and the bubbles, the big blue sky. Oh, man, I feel like rolling home. My boots and I'll stare at the sun, cause I know it's up there shining on everyone but them. A man who says he holds the truth will give another man a gun, and that old road will pass on by. For something, what it was, I don't recall. I just waste my time on another man. No, she don't mean nothing at all. But if my thoughts can't entertain her, Lord, I'll be standing 10 feet tall. And every moment's at my side. And I'll float on down the water. And I'll make it if I try. Just might see my reflection. No.
Everybody, it's called At My Side.
Do you think the bluegrass scene is expanding more, or that it never went away and now people are just realizing it?
I feel that it is expanding, with like, especially like in Minnesota, with bands such as like Tramp by Turtles and all those other ones, great ones like
Pertinear Sandstone,
yeah, Boys in the Barrels. I've been here the last 2 years now, and this festival's blown up, and it's only getting better, and the side stage is a full tent now, and it's just a lot better, and it's going to keep growing, and just keep listening and keep picking.
How did you each get involved in music? Has it been a lifelong thing or is it a recent thing?
I kind of grew up in a really musically rich environment. Both my parents loved Police, Talking Heads, I mean, everything from Bob Marley to King Crimson. And it was just kind of encouraged, and I picked up the stand-up bass in high school, through middle school, college. Yeah, basically just been keep playing. I started on guitar, went to stand-up bass, orchestral bass, and went on to the electric bass. And yeah, just gotta keep playing, keep picking.
For me, I had some friends back when I was in like high school or something. I used to play bass, but very simple bass. I didn't really know how to play the bass. And then I really stopped playing music for like a long time until about the past November, and I was kind of going through like a rough patch in my life. And I met Adam here, and he gave me a, he like let me have a mandolin pretty much. And every time I would get bummed out, I would just focus on playing that, and just grew from there. So I only got about a year of like positive or like steady music going, but I intend to keep playing until I die.
For me, I've just been listening to music for my whole life, and I've really, over the last few years, I've really started to like the bluegrass scene and bluegrass music. So then I also picked up a mandolin, started on the bass, and just didn't really fit me, so switched to mandolin, and then now started clapping spoons on the side, and it works out, and it's fun.
For me, back in high school and like the years before, I mean, I always listened to my parents playing oldies and stuff like that in the car, and I didn't know what I wanted and what kind of music that I liked, and finally my mom bought me a Bob Dylan CD, and that kind of sprouted my love for folk music and stuff like that. And so yeah, my mom was a big part of it, just getting me into music, and picked up a guitar in high school and haven't put it down since.
Again, this is KQAL at Boats and Bluegrass with Black River Review. Another question for you guys. Do you have other gigs than this? Like, what's the non-musician part of you doing?
I'm an electrician.
Awesome. So you can fix things when, you know, sound issues from time to time.
Not really.
No.
I just pull wire in houses.
Every woman needs a man who can put wire in houses.
I am a PCA at a group home in Duluth.
Yeah. So you get to see a lot of life's lessons and...
Yeah, there's a lot of life lessons at the group home every day. You just got to take it one day at a time, really, and just help the people out as much as you can. And it's fun. Most days are good. There's some bad, but you always just got to keep smiling.
I just lift steel all day long. It's pretty great. I basically, my boss supplies the mining industry with a bunch of stuff, and I just, I don't know, I put it all together for him and lift steel and scrap steel and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty great.
You get your workout.
I play in another band up in Duluth, and besides playing music, I am a student, and I'm studying the humanities and history, hoping to get into archaeology.
Cool. All right. Do you guys want to plug a website or a Facebook?
Yeah. I mean, we got a Facebook, Black River Review. Don't have a website or anything, but... Reverb Nation, stuff like that. Just type our name in, and Review is R-E-V-U-E, so it's Black River Review. And yeah, we're gonna be working on an album in November, so look for that in the future. And yeah,
cool. Well, thanks guys for taking some time out for us on the live feed.
Thank you very much. All right, this next one's called Time Rolls On.
Well, there's a dark old prison on down the line. Look straight ahead, man. You'll be just fine. Maybe at the end, my friend, time rolls on. Swimming in the past, look straight ahead, man. Those days won't last. Fall on your side when you were bad, hell, and time rolls on. Well, time rolls on. time rolls on. Oh, time rolls on. Well, money talks when you're in that bar tail, and time rolls on.
One more time.
Well, time rolls on.
Everybody.
Guys, we got one more. Well, again, we're Black River Review, and thank you so much, everybody.
You
guys ready? Yeah.
I did too.
Oh, little darling, must be out of your mind. Think I ride with you one last time? Well, my money's spent. Again, oh. Love you once, but never twice. You're just fool of that foolish fire. So we'll look back, don't roll.
you'll never win. Shout in the dark, call from the wind alone. You take on every seed I've sown, yeah, making bets that your heart won't allow. Time was dead, friend, it ain't now, so throw it all back up to the clouds again. Again, oh. Shot in the dark, call from the wind alone. You take on every seed I've sown, well alone. Oh, little darling, must be out of your mind. Think I'll ride with you one last time. Well, my money's been in your over the line again. Well, again. Man, I'm just so good at breaking strings. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.